Retirement Benefits. SSA publication number 05-10035. July 2012. The contents of this audio publication are contacting Social Security, Social Security and your retirement plans, your retirement benefits, family benefits, what you need to know when you are eligible for retirement benefits, a word about Medicare, contacting Social Security. Visit our website. Our website, www.socialsecurity.gov, is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. At our website, you also can apply for retirement, disability, and Medicare benefits, review your Social Security statement, get the address of your local Social Security office, request a replacement Medicare card, and find copies of our publications. Call our toll-free number. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. Generally, you'll have a shorter wait time if you call during the week after Tuesday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls. Social Security and your retirement plans. Social Security is part of the retirement plan of almost every American worker. If you are among the 96% of workers who are covered under Social Security, you should know how the system works and what you should receive from Social Security when you retire. This booklet explains how you qualify for Social Security benefits, how your earnings and age can affect your benefits, what you should think about in deciding when to retire, and why you should not rely only on Social Security for your retirement income. This booklet provides basic information on Social Security retirement benefits and is not intended to answer all questions. For specific information about your situation, you should talk with a Social Security representative. Your retirement benefits. How do you qualify for retirement benefits? When you work and pay Social Security taxes, you earn credits towards Social Security benefits. The number of credits you need to get retirement benefits depends on when you were born. If you were born in 1929 or later, you need 40 credits, which is 10 years of work. If you stop working before you have enough credits to qualify for benefits, the credits will remain on your Social Security record. If you return to work later on, you can add more credits so that you qualify. We cannot pay any retirement benefits until you have the required number of credits. How much will your retirement benefit be? Your benefit payment is based on how much you earned during your working career. Higher lifetime earnings result in higher benefits. If there were some years when you did not work or had low earnings, your benefit amount may be lower than if you had worked steadily. Your benefit payment also is affected by the age at which you decide to retire. If you retire at age 62, the earliest possible retirement age for Social Security, your benefit will be lower than if you wait until later to retire. This is explained in more detail below. Note, if you are a worker age 60 or older who is not receiving Social Security benefits, you receive a Social Security statement every year which summarizes your earnings. Workers turning age 25 will receive a one-time only statement in the mail. If you are a worker age 18 or older, you can get a statement online. It can be a valuable tool to help you plan a secure financial future. It provides you with a record of your earnings and gives estimates of what your Social Security benefits would be at different retirement ages. It also gives an estimate of the disability benefits you could receive if you become severely disabled before retirement, as well as estimates of the survivor's benefits Social Security will provide your spouse and eligible family members when you die. To create an account online to review your statement, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/my-statement. You can get retirement benefit estimates. You can use the online retirement estimator to get immediate and personalized retirement benefit estimates to help you plan out for your retirement. The online retirement estimator is a convenient, secure, and quick financial planning tool. Because it eliminates the need to manually key in years of earnings information, the estimator also will let you create what-if scenarios. You can, for example, change your stop work dates or expected future earnings to create and compare different retirement options. For more information, ask for Online Retirement Estimator, publication number 05-10510, or How to Use the Online Retirement Estimator, publication number 05-10511, or visit our retirement estimator. Full retirement age. If you were born in 1944 or earlier, you are already eligible for your full Social Security benefit. If you were born from 1943 to 1960, the age at which full retirement benefits are payable increases gradually to age 67. The following chart lists the full retirement age by year of birth. Age to receive full Social Security benefits. Year of birth, 1943 to 1954. Full retirement age, 66. Year of birth, 1955. Full retirement age, 66 and 2 months. Year of birth, 1956. Full retirement age, 66 and 4 months. Year of birth, 1957. Full retirement age, 66 and 6 months. Year of birth, 1958. Full retirement age, 66 and 8 months. Year of birth, 1959. Full retirement age, 66 and 10 months. Year of birth, 1960 and later. Full retirement age, 67. Note, people who were born on January 1st of any year should refer to the previous year. Early retirement. You can get Social Security retirement benefits as early as age 62. However, you will receive a reduced benefit if you retire before your full retirement age. For example, if you retired age 62, your benefit would be about 25% lower than what it would be if you waited until you reach full retirement age. Some people stop working before age 62, but if they do, the years with no earnings will probably mean a lower Social Security benefit when they retire. Note, sometimes health problems force people to retire early. If you cannot work because of health problems, you should consider applying for Social Security disability benefits. The amount of the disability benefit is the same as a full, unreduced retirement benefit. If you are receiving Social Security disability benefits when you reach full retirement age, those benefits will be converted to retirement benefits. For more information, ask for Disability Benefits, publication number 05-10029. Delayed retirement. You may choose to keep working even beyond your full retirement age. If you do, you can increase your future Social Security benefits in two ways. Each additional year you work adds another year of earnings to your Social Security record. Higher lifetime earnings may mean higher benefits when you retire. Also, your benefit will increase automatically by a certain percentage from the time you reach your full retirement age until you start receiving your benefits or until you reach age 70. The percentage varies depending on your year of birth. For example, if you were born in 1943 or later, we will add 8% per year to your benefit for each year you delay signing up for Social Security beyond your full retirement age. Note, if you decide to delay your retirement, be sure to sign up for Medicare at age 65. In some circumstances, medical insurance costs more if you delay applying for it. Other information about Medicare is in a word about Medicare. Deciding when to retire. Choosing when to retire is an important but personal decision. Regardless of the age you choose to retire, it is a good idea to contact Social Security in advance to learn the available options and make an informed decision. In some cases, your choice of a retirement month could mean higher benefit payments for you and your family. In deciding when to retire, it is important to remember that financial experts say you will need 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income to have a comfortable retirement. Since Social Security replaces only about 40% of pre-retirement income for the average worker, it is important to have pensions, savings, and investments. You should apply for benefits about 3 months before the date you want your benefits to start. If you are not quite ready to retire, but are thinking about doing so in the near future, you may want to use our convenient and informative retirement planner. Retirement benefits for widows and widowers. Widows and widowers can begin receiving Social Security benefits at age 60 or at age 50 if they are disabled. And they can take a reduced benefit on one record and later switch to a full benefit on the other record. For example, a woman could take a reduced widow's benefit at 60 or 62 and then switch to her full 100% retirement benefit when she reaches full retirement age. The rules vary depending on the situation, so you should talk to a Social Security representative about the options available to you. Family benefits. If you are getting Social Security retirement benefits, some members of your family also can receive benefits, including spouses who are age 62 or older. Spouses who are younger than 62, if they are taking care of a child entitled on your record who are younger than age 16 or disabled. Former spouses, if they are age 62 or older, see benefits for a divorced spouse. Children up to age 18 or up to 19, if they are full-time students who have not yet graduated from high school, and disabled children, even if they are age 18 or older. If you become the parent of a child, including an adopted child, after you begin receiving benefits, let us know about the child so we can decide if the child is eligible for benefits. Note, children's benefits are available only to unmarried children. However, in certain situations, benefits are payable to a disabled child who marries someone who also has been disabled since childhood. Spouses' benefits. A spouse who has not worked or who has low earnings can be entitled to as much as one half of the retired worker's full benefit. If you are eligible for both your own retirement benefits and for benefits as a spouse, we always pay your own benefits first. If your benefits as a spouse are higher than your retirement benefits, you will get a combination of benefits equaling the higher spouse benefit. If you have reached your full retirement age and are eligible for a spouse's or ex-spouse's benefit and your own retirement benefit, you may choose to receive only spouse's benefits and continue accruing delayed retirement credits on your own Social Security record. You then may file for benefits later and receive a higher monthly benefit based on the effect of delayed retirement credits. If you are receiving a pension based on work where you did not pay Social Security taxes, your spouse's benefit may be reduced. Additional information on pensions from work not covered by Social Security can be found in Pensions from Work Not Covered by Social Security. If spouses want to get Social Security retirement benefits before they reach full retirement age, the amount of the benefit is reduced. The amount of reduction depends on when the person reaches full retirement age. For example, if full retirement age is 65, a spouse can get 37.5% of the worker's unreduced benefit at age 62. If full retirement age is 66, a spouse can get 35% of the worker's unreduced benefit at age 62. If full retirement age is 67, a spouse can get 32.5% of the worker's unreduced benefit at age 62. The amount of the benefit increases at later ages up to the maximum of 50% at full retirement age. If full retirement age is other than those shown here, the amount of the benefit will fall between 32.5% and 37.5% at age 62. However, if your spouse is taking care of a child who is under age 16 or disabled and gets Social Security benefits on your record, your spouse gets full benefits regardless of age. Here is an example. Marianne qualifies for a retirement benefit of $250 and a spouse's benefit of $400. At her full retirement age, she will receive her own $250 retirement benefit, and we will add $150 from her spouse's benefit for a total of $400. If she takes her retirement benefit before her full retirement age, both amounts will be reduced. Note, your current spouse cannot receive spouse's benefits until you file for retirement benefits. However, if you are full retirement age, you can apply for retirement benefits and then request to have payments suspended. That way, your spouse can receive a spouse's benefit and you can earn delayed retirement credits until age 70. Only one spouse can apply for spouses only benefits. Maximum family benefits. If you have children eligible for Social Security, each will receive up to one half of your full benefit, but there is a limit to the amount of money that can be paid to you and your family, usually 150 to 180% of your own benefit payment. If the total benefits due to your spouse and children are more than this limit, their benefits will be reduced. Your benefit will not be affected. Benefits for a divorced spouse. Your divorced spouse can get benefits on your Social Security record if the marriage lasted at least 10 years. Your divorced spouse must be 62 or older and unmarried. The amount of benefits he or she gets has no effect on the amount of benefits you and your current spouse can get. Also, if you and your ex-spouse have been divorced for at least 2 years and you and your ex-spouse are at least 62, he or she can get benefits even if you are not retired. What you need to know when you are eligible for retirement benefits. How do you sign up for Social Security? You can apply for retirement benefits here, or you can call our toll-free number 1-800-772-1213, or you can make an appointment to visit any Social Security office to apply in person. Depending on your circumstances, you will need some or all of the documents listed, but do not delay applying for benefits because you do not have all the information. If you do not have a document you need, we can help you get it. Information needed: your Social Security number, your birth certificate, your W-2 forms or self-employment tax return for last year, your military discharge papers if you had military service, your spouse's birth certificate and Social Security number if he or she is applying for benefits, children's birth certificates, and Social Security numbers if you are applying for children's benefits, proof of U.S. citizenship, or
a
lawful
special rule
alien
applies
status
to your earnings
you
for
or your
one
spouse
year. Usually
or child
your first year of retirement
for benefits.
Under this rule,
were not
you can receive
in the
a
United
full
States
Social Security
and
check
the
for
name
any month
of your
you
financial
under a certain limit,
the routing
regardless
number and your account
of your
number,
yearly earnings,
so your benefits can be deposited directly into your account. If you do not have an account at a financial institution or prefer receiving your benefits on a prepaid debit card, you can receive a Direct Express card. For more information, visit www.godirect.org. You will need to submit original documents or copies certified by the issuing office. You can mail or bring them to Social Security. We will make photocopies and return your documents. Right to appeal. If you disagree with a decision made on your claim, you can appeal it. For an explanation of the steps you can take, as for the appeals process, publication number 05-10041. You can handle your own appeal with free help from Social Security, or you can choose to have a representative help you. We can give you information about organizations that can help you find a representative. For more information about selecting a representative, ask for your right to representation, publication number 05-10075. If you work and get benefits at the same time, you can continue to work and still receive retirement benefits. Your earnings in or after the month you reach your full retirement age will not reduce your Social Security benefits. However, your benefits will be reduced if your earnings exceed certain limits for the months before you reach your full retirement age. See Age to Receive Full Social Security Benefits to find your full retirement age. Here is how it works. If you are younger than full retirement age, $1 in benefits will be deducted for each $2 in earnings you have above the annual limit. In the year you reach your full retirement age, your benefits will be reduced $1 for every $3 you earn over an annual limit until the month you reach full retirement age. Once you reach full retirement age, you can keep working and your Social Security benefit will not be reduced, no matter how much you earn. If during the year your earnings are higher or lower than you estimated, let us know as soon as possible so we can adjust your benefits. If you want more information on how earnings affect your retirement benefit, ask for how work affects your benefits. Publication number 05-10069, which has current annual and monthly earnings limits. A special monthly rule. A special rule applies to your earnings for 1 year. Usually, your first year of retirement. Under this rule, you can receive a full Social Security check for any month you earn under a certain limit, regardless of your yearly earnings. If you want more information on how earnings affect your retirement benefit, ask for how work affects your benefits. Publication number 05-10069, which has current annual and monthly earnings limits. Your benefits may be taxable. About one-third of people who get Social Security have to pay income taxes on their benefits. If you file a federal tax return as an individual and your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you may have to pay taxes on 50% of your Social Security benefits. If your combined income is more than $34,000, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits is subject to income tax. If you file a joint return, you may have to pay taxes on 50% of your benefits if you and your spouse have a combined income that is between $32,000 and $44,000. If your combined income is more than $44,000, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits is subject to income tax. If you are married and file a separate return, you probably will pay taxes on your benefits. At the end of each year, we will mail you a Social Security benefit statement, Form SSA-1099, showing the amount of benefits you received. You can use this statement when you complete your federal income tax return to find out if you have to pay taxes on your benefits. Although you are not required to have federal taxes withheld, you may find it easier than paying quarterly estimated tax payments. For more information, call the Internal Revenue Service's toll-free telephone number 1-800-829-3676 to ask for publication 554 Tax Guide for Seniors and publication 915 Social Security and Equivalent Railroad Retirement Benefits. On the 1040 tax return, your combined income is the sum of your adjusted gross income plus non-taxable interest plus one-half of your Social Security benefits. Pensions from work not covered by Social Security. If you get a pension from work where you paid Social Security taxes, that pension will not affect your Social Security benefits. However, if you get a pension from work that was not covered by Social Security, for example, the Federal Civil Service, some state or local government, employment or work in a foreign country, your Social Security benefit may be reduced. For more information, ask for Government Pension Offset, publication number 05-10007. For government workers who may be eligible for Social Security benefits on the earnings records of a spouse, and Windfall Elimination Provision, publication number 05-10045. For people who worked in another country or government, workers who also are eligible for their own Social Security benefits. Leaving the United States. If you are a U.S. citizen, you can travel to or live in most foreign countries without affecting your Social Security benefits. There are, however, a few countries where we cannot send Social Security payments. These countries are Cambodia, Cuba, North Korea, Vietnam, and areas that were in the former Soviet Union, other than Armenia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Russia. However, exceptions can be made for certain eligible beneficiaries in countries other than Cuba and North Korea. For more information about these exceptions, please contact your local Social Security office. If you work outside the United States, different rules apply in determining if you can get benefits. For more information, call us to ask for a copy of the publication, Your Payments While You Are Outside the United States, publication number 05-10137. A word about Medicare. Medicare is a health insurance plan for people who are age 65 or older. People who are disabled or have permanent kidney failure can get Medicare at any age. Medicare has four parts. Hospital insurance Part A helps pay for inpatient hospital care and certain follow-up services. Medical insurance Part B helps pay for doctors, services, outpatient hospital care, and other medical services. Medicare Advantage Plans Part C are available in many areas. People with Medicare Parts A and B can choose to receive all of their health care services through a provider organization under Part C. Prescription Drug Coverage Part D helps pay for medications doctors prescribe for medical treatment. If you are already getting Social Security benefits when you turn 65, your Medicare Hospital Insurance Part A starts automatically. If you live in the United States, you will usually be enrolled in Medical Insurance Part B automatically. Residents of Puerto Rico or foreign countries will not receive Part B automatically. They must elect this benefit. If you are not already getting Social Security, you should contact us about 3 months before your 65th birthday to sign up for Medicare. You can sign up for Medicare even if you do not plan to retire at age 65. For more information, ask for Medicare publication number 05-10043. Help with Medicare expenses for people with low income. If you have a low income and few resources, your state may pay your Medicare premiums and, in some cases, other out-of-pocket medical expenses such as deductibles and coinsurance. Only your state can decide whether you qualify for help from the Medicare Savings Programs. To find out, contact your state or local medical assistance, Medicaid agency, social services, or welfare office. Extra help with Medicare prescription costs. If you have limited income tied to the federal poverty level and limited resources, you may qualify for extra help to pay for your prescription drugs under Medicare Part D. Social Security's role in this program is to help you understand how you may qualify, help you complete the extra help application, and process your application. If you apply for extra help, we also will start an application for the Medicare Savings Programs unless you tell us not to. To see if you qualify or to apply, call Social Security's toll-free number or visit Apply for Medicare Benefits.